Hey guys, before we get into this episode, we wanted to give a really quick disclaimer.
This episode, we are going to touch on the topic of suicide. So if you or anyone you love is struggling with suicidal thoughts or needs help in this area, please, please, please don't hesitate to contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And the number for that is 1-800-273-8255.
So what? I was just going to talk. Ready, I didn't even start. I was just going to, start the segment by saying, Where does the word make out come from and what does it mean? We have this conversation like make out, to make out with someone. Kissing. There's like kissing and then there's like a make out session. Why is it called make out with someone?
You make saliva out of your own mouth from another's mouth.
Ew! That's so gross.
Because we were talking about this earlier.
We were.
I Googled it and like no one freaking knows.
Where does it come from?
Someone was like, it came from the 70s. And then one article said it came from like the 40s, which I was like,
I don't see it coming from the 40s. No.
No one really knows. It's just one of those words that it's
70s just, was peace and love. So maybe that is where when it like stemmed. But what does that mean?
Make out. It makes sense. But I never got that it was like, oh, we're going to mac. Because that's like short. Like make.
Oh,
mac.
Is that what it is? I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Oh, it's complicated.
I'm making. Ew. Don't say ew.
Ew. The way it's ew.
You know, it's been a while, so I'm not well versed in this topic. Moving on.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
welcome
guys.
Back to the episode. Today's episode. What is today's episode? I lost track. Which is a good, fun, exciting thing. We're getting up there now.
Is this 24, Mark?
24.
That's a good age. Taryn Renee.
I'm so sorry. You would think I know
this. No cell phones in class.
They were just getting on me saying I wasn't professional earlier, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, we are sitting here. We were worried that we would be tired recording, so someone thought it would be a good idea to have a Celsius for this
energy
episode. And then since we're recording two episodes today, a second Celsius for the second episode.
I feel great.
I feel great right now, too, but I haven't tapped into the second one.
Cut to the next episode.
Like twitching. We might be a little aggressive for the next episode.
Yeah.
Taryn, how you been, Taryn?
I've been great.
Guys, we celebrated Taryn's birthday for the third time this weekend.
You know, it was funny because I feel like, when your birthday comes, you have like your family celebration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes at work, they do something for you. And then it's like you have your friends.
Yeah.
Well, my birthday was around this super busy time. Like I was on vacation. There was all this stuff going on. So I didn't realize I didn't celebrate with my friends. So then it was let's just do something, even though it's literally almost a month later.
It was a great idea. It was just funny because I was at all three of them. And I was a month later, we're still celebrating Taryn's birthday.
Ashley, I don't do anything without you. Like anything.
I just want three birthday parties. That's all I want.
Okay, I'll give you three. It was the best night.
It was so much fun.
Ever. It was a perfect group.
Also, yeah, great group. Mm-hmm. So we went to a fun place in Santa Monica. We went dancing.
So I don't know if I've told you this. I haven't told the listeners this, but I feel like they kind of know me. Like I'm weird.
I feel like they definitely know you by now.
I'm weird.
24 episodes.
I'm definitely like that person that just says things and you're like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. But one time I went line dancing with my brother, he was in the group with us, and I had zero alcohol in my system, zero alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I was on the dance floor for a while and I got up and he was sitting, and my brother Brett's more quiet, right? So he's sitting next to me and he just looks at me and he was like, I wonder how many people see you and are like, that girl's so drunk. And I was like, what? He was like, literally, I'm watching you. And if I didn't know you, I would be like, she is on a good one.
That is so, so it's that's just, so true.
If any of you see me in public and you're like, oh, she's a mess. Like, I'm. It's just me.
We need to make t-shirts where on the front, all it says is, I'm not drunk.
Swear I'm not drunk.
That's great.
Anyway, so that's just to say, I'm a mess. And yeah. It was a great time.
It was a great time until she punched one of my good friends.
Right in the dome.
Right in the head. Okay. And it was amazing because...
Well, you have to explain it
dancing,
more.
They were dancing right next to each other. Freaking Drake came on, and Taryn's a big, big Drake fan over
big
here.
Big Drake fan.
And... my friend Haley was dancing right next to her, right next to her.
In front of me. That was the problem.
But next to you. In front of you is even worse because you could see her.
It gets worse.
They're both dancing and then like a part comes on and Taryn gets excited and she stands up because she was sitting while she was dancing, up and just knocks Haley out.
Well, no. Okay.
Completely.
Okay, I'm going to try to verbally paint this picture.
Please, they need to
I'm standing on like a couch, which who let me on a couch, first of all?
I don't know. She's, it was very unstable because there was a
very
cushion.
Very unstable. She was standing in front of me. So the part of the song came on. I stood up and went to start fist bumping. Yeah. And as I freaking shoved my fist through the air, my elbow caught the back of her head. But the best part is I had zero, like, I was not aware of it at all.
She had no idea. And so luckily, because of the amazing vlogger that I am, I'm recording this whole thing.
Because so we will have video
proof. I think
proof.
I had a sixth sense, like an intuition, and I just
something was going to happen.
Something was going to happen, and yeah. I had to keep my camera out.
Yeah. The best part is, so her head goes flying. She's screaming because it hurt, and then she sits down and like buries her head in her hands, and I do not even blink.
She doesn't even flinch.
I keep dancing. I put my hand on my hips. I had my backpack hanging over the front
not
of my body,
even phased,
and I just kept dancing. Ugh, yeah. So I'm not even joking, you guys. Like, if you've ever even thought about visiting our Instagram to like see these videos we talk about,
if for no
this
reason
is the day.
Whatsoever. The proofs are why you need to.
And it's specifically this one.
Yeah. Also, last week's was pretty good, too.
Last week's was really funny.
Or the weeks before. I'm losing
track. I don't
know.
We're all funny. We're funny always.
We love the proofs.
Yeah. Let's just do, we're going to just do a little housekeeping, cleaning.
Oh,
what's it
yeah.
called? What's it called? Where you just like, okay.
A little housekeeping. A little
if
order.
If you guys don't follow us on our socials, you totally
what
should.
What are you doing with your lives?
Because I will say, like, one of the number one things we get from people who talk about why they love this podcast is they're always like, it just feels like we're just sitting with you. Like, we're just sitting with our best friends talking. Mm-hmm. And
which is true.
That's because we are, like, have amazing personalities.
This is a hype ourselves up episode.
If you like that about our podcast, then like our socials is where you really see like more of that.
Oh, 100%.
So you guys should definitely get involved in that. Also, we want to keep doing what we're doing. So make sure you guys like subscribe. What are all the things? Subscribe,
like,
rate,
share, subscribe,
like,
rate.
Share. Click that little 5 stars or 4 if you weren't feeling it today. If it's a 2 or below,
no
we
pressure.
Don't really care about your opinion. Just keep moving. But yeah, like make sure you guys do all the things. We have a YouTube channel if you want to watch us on
in person.
It. And that's it. Okay. Details
that was gone. That was a good housekeeping.
Thank you.
Well done.
Can I start with something?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So
take control.
I don't know if it was last week's episode. I think it was. We talked about a new segment.
We did.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
Hashtag tearing it up.
Hashtag tearing it up. And we got some
our first
stories
one.
In.
Ah, I'm
I was
so excited.
So you have no idea how excited I was when I was scrolling through the inbox and I saw like titles that said,
oh my,
tearing it up.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay. So this is, she goes, hey, please say anonymous in all caps for my name. Before I begin, I just want to say that you got your guys' podcast is one of, is the only one I've ever laughed out loud at.
Dude, yes.
That's a huge
that
compliment.
That is a compliment. That makes me feel very good about myself.
I know.
Yes. I feel like humor is one of those things where it's like,
hit and miss, yeah. hit or miss.
You're funny. You're not that funny kind of thing. So it makes me happy.
You're not that funny. No, it's the people where you're like, oh, that's so funny. Like no laughter.
That's such a good point where you're like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Like really was it?
And you're just, really?
Not was even
it,
a chuckle?
Was it really?
It's fine. It's fine. So she continues. I love you guys so much. Thank you for bringing awareness to serious issues and funny. And sharing funny stories to start our Mondays.
Oh,
now buckle up for the most embarrassing moment with a photo attached.
Oh.
I love getting photos.
Photo attached?
Which, by the way, I need to respond because I'm going to see if she'll give permission for me to show the
post
photos.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can like put an emoji on her
face.
No
pressure, but please.
Yeah. Because the face isn't really the part of the photo that's funny. So, yeah. Okay.
You can put a little smiley face over her
that's
face.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to ask her. She says, so my sister and I Photoshop ugly pictures of ourselves and send them to each other to kind of give a middle finger to society and laugh at how much people Photoshop themselves now. Love that.
That's amazing.
We do it really badly on purpose just to make each other laugh. So I sent one to her one night because I was having a bad day. The next day, I'm at school sitting next to my crush. We were just talking about random things and I went to show him a photo. I think it was like a meme or something. I can't really remember. But I forgot that I had the Photoshop picture of me in my camera roll, and I showed him this meme. He decides to swipe, which, by the way,
that's not okay.
That has happened to me, and mine was so unfortunate because the photo in front of what I showed was a progress pic.
I hit my tooth on the mic.
Like, progress pics are so ugly because
it doesn't matter who you are. Progress pics are the most.
But like, there's the progress pics that you're like, I know that I'm going to post this someday, but mine are the ones that I'm like, not another human besides my best friends will ever see this. So I'm literally standing there in my granny panties and like a freaking sports bra with a hole in it. And like no expression on my face because I'm literally just trying to take it so I could like see if my body is changing.
Yeah.
And so I know right when he did it, his face looked mortified. And then I was like, son of a. I just like grabbed it back and was like, okay.
No, that is an unspoken, like if someone hands you their phone
you can't swipe.
With a photo on it, you're not allowed to move around.
Swipe.
That's like if someone shows you, like if someone's showing you a picture of a guy they're going out with, you're not, you have to be careful. Like you're not supposed
to like
anything.
Yeah.
There's just rules. You're not supposed to
rules.
Touch. You're not supposed to move around. You're
so
supposed to look
anonymous,
at the photo.
This is not your fault. This is his fault.
No, yeah, I blame him.
Yeah. So he swipes, and you guess it, he saw one of the photos, the Photoshop ones. He was kind of shocked at first, and then when I took my phone back, he was dying with laughter. I felt my face burning, and I did what anyone would do in an embarrassing situation. I fell on the ground. Yes, I felt the need to fall and lie flat on the concrete. He was telling me not to worry about it, but I still felt so uncomfortable. Thank God we were really close friends at the time, so he knew my humor and didn't think of me as a girl who really just sucks at Photoshop. He still brings it up sometimes, and I laugh, but still felt that cringe inside of me. Anyway, thanks for reading this if you did. Love you so much. Hope this made you guys and Mark.
They mentioned Mark?
Mark.
They mentioned
did you hear me?
Mark. Oh, yeah, my God.
She said in parentheses and Mark.
Guys,
you are famous.
You've made it. Oh my God.
I love that you guys know his name. That's amazing.
We
refer to him all the time.
The anticipation for this photo is like, did she send a photo?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, I want to see it so bad.
So she sends a photo, but she said, I also attached a normal photo of myself so you don't think I'm a psycho.
That's perfect. That's perspective.
Okay. So I'm going to show you just a picture of her first.
Okay.
Like I said, guys, I'm going to try real hard to get permission to post this because it's really funny.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is her. She's so gorgeous. Like, she's cute.
Look at
I'm going to give you permission.
Looking at the photo and not swiping.
To swipe.
Oh, okay. So this is a normal one.
That's a normal one.
Okay.
Now swipe.
Which way do I go?
I think that's the last photo. So.
Oh. It's so good. This is something I love. This is something I would send my sister.
Yeah,
I feel like I send her stupid.
Do you
want to
describe it? Like describe.
Yes.
The photo.
Okay. So, I feel like ever since the Kardashians, it's become this thing where
booty.
Girls love to Photoshop themselves with bigger hips,
yes.
and bigger boobs.
Yep.
the funny thing is, especially when Facetune first became a thing, like no one knew how to do it correctly.
Well, no one knew.
So it was like really obvious.
If you drag your booty over, like the whole background drags too. So that's like, when you'd have like
this girl, she's in a bikini and she's like throwing her hands up and it's her to the side and it's doing a complete S shape. Like her boobs are way out here and her butt is making a huge C shape. But behind her is her closet. And her closet, you know how there's like crown molding around closets?
Yeah.
It's like straight, huge dramatic curve.
It's so good.
Oh my God.
I could totally see a guy like swiping and being like,
this would be such a meme.
Yeah.
I
think she'll let us.
If you're listening, like this could go viral. I can totally,
I don't have to put your face on it, but
no, yeah.
It's so good. But her face is funny too. So. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so that was our first Tearing It Up. And I mean, you know it is like me because literally as I read it, I was like, oh,
well, that I've done that. Yeah, man, I've swiped on someone's photo. I just said how you shouldn't do that. I've done it before. Mm-hmm. And it was like a nude.
Really?
And I was very uncomfortable. And I was just like,
I'll never understand how people are brave enough to have that stuff on their phones.
I could never. Or at least like have it in like a separate folder.
Something, yeah.
Buried in your phone that your is goodness. Really hard to get to because yeah, I was.
Terrifying.
She was like, oh, oops. I was
like, oh. You're like, well, now we're really close.
Is that for your boyfriend or something?
Thanks for that.
It was awkward. Anyways.
So anyways, how are you?
Point of this story, careful with your photos and don't take nudes and leave them on your phone.
Or you know what I've learned is when you show someone something, you
hold the phone yourself.
You hold the phone and get next to them. So you're like holding it out like, ha,
where they feel
look.
No need to grab the phone. Yeah. Yes.
Because then what happens is you hand them your phone and when you see them go to start, you want to like yank it out, which makes you look super
worse.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Life hack.
That's our first Tearing It Up, and I loved
it. That was so good. If you guys have Tearing It Ups that you want to send to us, which, you know, it could literally be anything. Don't feel bad. Don't make it feel like you're teasing Taryn in any way. We just want anything that you think would be awkward.
I don't care.
Goes into the Tearing It Up category. Yeah.
No, you don't have to spare my feelings because, like I said, it makes me feel just a little less alone in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure many, many more people feel the same way.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Anyways. All I had for the beginning. Let's take a break.
Yes.
And then how about you go first? Because mine's pretty hefty. So Ooh. I feel like we should save that for
Yeah. Mine's shorter. So that works out really well. I have a title for you.
Yes.
Which I thought was super cute. So I'm going to hit you with that and then we'll take the break. The title for this one is A Non-Confrontational Sandwich Artist.
Ooh.
I know.
That's intriguing.
It's very intriguing. It made me excited. I'm like, what's going to happen with the sandwich? Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll talk to you in a second. Back.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, we are back. Hope you had a good break. I'm going to start everything off here with my story today, which again, if you forgot, it's titled A Non-Confrontational Sandwich Artist.
Hit us.
Hit
it. Give us
I'm gonna
the meat.
I'm going to hit you. Okay.
Did you hear me?
What?
I said give us the meat.
Oh, well done. Sandwich?
You know, do you guys ever, I feel like we've talked about this before, but when I listen back to our episodes, there's at least 15 times where I say something like that, like, give us the meat, and you bulldoze right over it. You don't notice at all. And then usually it's followed by me being like, you know what I mean? Because I think I'm hilarious.
I did not hear the meat thing.
But
I
that just knew. Shows you that that's, I constantly am saying stupid stuff, so
I'm
Ashley
so
just
sorry.
Tunes me out.
I knew it was like, I knew it was referring to this, but I was like preparing myself to read.
I feel you.
So I did not.
Get
I didn't
in the zone.
Pick, I'm sorry. I did not pick up on it. My bad. I'm going to pay attention more.
You just did it again.
I'm going to work hard. What did you say?
I said, get in the zone. And then I went, AutoZone.
I did not hear it.
Telling you. Okay, keep going.
It's because she's whispering. Gosh. Okay. Anyways. Here we go. Hey, Ashley and Taryn, I'll start this email, as everyone does, because you guys are awesome, by saying that I love the podcast. Aww. You guys are hilarious, but are also so wise with the advice giving. Thanks. Thanks so much. That means a lot. Okay, on to story time. So I am about to be a senior in college. To get through school, I am a manager at a certain sandwich place. I don't want to give away the name for all of those reasons not to give the name away.
Oh my gosh.
That makes sense.
But now I just want to know. That's all I can
think
about. I know.
Same. I definitely love being a manager and a leader, but I am very timid and non-confrontational person. Ashley, you know.
Oh yeah.
Same girl, same.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The title got me, but this is basically why I chose it.
Yeah.
Recently, I have been working with an employee who pushes my buttons.
Uh-oh.
She is not a manager, and therefore I have the authority to tell her when she is wrong. However, being my timid self, I literally start shaking. My heart rate goes up at the thought of having to talk with her. This happens not just with this specific person, but anytime I have to tell someone they are wrong or stick up for myself. Yes, me too.
Yeah.
This is not the first time I've had to deal with a difficult coworker, and I know it won't be the last. And I have never been fully able to tell someone off. I know that sounds mean, but I mean, as disciplining them or writing them up or talking to them or whatever it may be, it all makes me nervous. I'm getting my degree in education to be a high school teacher, so I'm definitely going to need to learn how to stand my ground and discipline people. I'm not the type of person to use the quote-unquote manager card and boss people around. But I do know what is right and wrong. And when something is done wrong, I don't know how to deal with it. So if you guys have any advice on sticking up for myself and standing my ground when it comes to not only being a manager, but just sticking up for page turn myself in life in general, I would really appreciate it. Side note, I just listened to the episode about the girl with the allergy, and Taryn, you went ham on how you would deal with that when it comes to sticking up for a friend, and I want to strive to stick up for myself for people I love like you do. Any advice you guys have would be greatly appreciated. Another side note, I just watched one of Ashley's vlogs, and Taryn, you were in it, and I got to thinking, all caps, Taryn, please make a vlog channel because I'm sure you're not doing enough with your life. Ha ha ha. Thank you guys so much. And again, love the podcast. Love Lucy. P.S. I forgot to mention earlier, but you can use my name, which I just ended the email with. Ha. Okay, bye. Thank you again.
She's so cute.
I know. She's adorable. I loved this story. It was a shorter one, but like I felt like there was all the meat was there,
yeah,
of the situation, and then I felt like it was very much relatable for me, mm-hmm. but also like plot twist at the end, like
yeah,
we want to hear your opinion. Which I thought when she said side note about Taryn and how she wants to be like her, literally same. I don't know, and then sometimes I feel I'm even gonna like say it. Sometimes I feel guilty.
Why?
Because things have, you know, we've been friends for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And things have happened in my life where Taryn has been there and stood up for me, told people off, almost got in a fight, and like all these different things.
With the DJ.
Ashley was a mess and caused a scene in Vegas, and Taryn was there.
Yeah.
You know, she was there for me, and she almost got in a fight with the DJ because she was sticking up for me, and I don't know that I can do that for you.
Aww,
and
honey.
I want to, but like poor Lucy here, there's just some things that aren't in us, you know?
Yeah.
And like I feel like I've gotten better at voicing my opinion, but I'm still like, I don't know if I'll ever get to your level. Does that make sense?
But that's okay.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Because, and we've talked, I mean, I feel like we've had this conversation actually before where you were like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to like protect you in that way, but you like love me in so many other ways and are there for yeah. me in ways that like I'm not necessarily strong in. So I
right.
think like we all have our strengths, but what you have to do is like not really look. You can look to someone and be like, ooh, I wish I could be like that. But you've got to like morph it into your own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's so many people that like, you know, they lead and they show confidence and strength in like really quiet ways. Sometimes I wish I was more like that, because especially when Mama Bear's out, shoo, like I'm
out, like the DJ was scared.
I made a grown man back up and be like, all right, all right. And I was like, say it to my face, like, yeah. And the only thing is, though, because once I get off my rocker, I like lose my mind. And then as my friends are pulling my weight, I threw my chapstick at him.
my other friend, who's also named Ashley, not to be confused with me, so we're going to call her Smash.
Smash.
Smash literally had to pull Taryn away from the conversation.
So upset.
And Taryn was so upset, she throws her chapstick.
And then afterwards, I was like, that was so uncalled for. Like, so uncalled for.
He clearly was like, all right, bye. Like, he was like, fine, 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 fine. And then we go our separate ways, and she still chucks her chapstick.
I'm so sorry. We don't have to tell the whole story. But, but basically, he was this huge guy, and he, like, aggressively got in Ashley's face and was like cussing at her.
To be fair, I messed up.
But that was my point with
him.
That was my point with him. Yeah. I mean, now I feel like we just have to tell the story because it doesn't make sense.
First of all, Ashley was drunk.
Oh, honey. It's not.
It's fine. Fine. But so, I touch things.
So, no. Okay. That's weird. Okay. We're walking and, you know, in Vegas, like you're walking through casinos and there's like random little like bars or like things set up throughout. So we're walking and there was like this little teeny bar place that we were walking by, and there was literally like a folded table
like
that had
right
a DJ
now.
Turntable on it. Mm-hmm. And it looked like rinky. Like it was like, is that a word? Rinky?
I don't think rinky's a word.
Rinky dink.
Rinky
dink. That before.
Yeah, okay. It looked very cheap. It looked like fake. It didn't look like anything was happening.
And
there.
No one's next to it. There was like old drinks that were like sitting on the table. Yeah. So in your
defense.
And
we're in a fancy casino.
Yes.
And it's this tiny little fold up thing in the corner in the dark. Like no one's standing next to it. There's like cups and stuff on the table.
She's still triggered. She's
I'm
like.
I'm trying to justify
please
myself.
Please understand.
Yeah.
But, so anyways. Yeah. So we're walking. Ashley looks at it and then reaches over and just spins one of the like turntable things. I don't
just
know if
to
I
give
just...
you guys an idea. I was just all I wanted to do was the wicket. Like that's what I was thinking.
But like I don't think she guessed that it actually would make the sound that was coming out of the giant speakers. Literally the song was like and kept going. And so all of us kind of like stopped and looked at her and then we started cracking up.
Because
we were like, oh, was, how did that just happen?
And it wasn't, to my defense, it was a weird one. It was an electric one. So there wasn't an actual, like,
it looked like a toy
on it. It looked like, there was nothing there. Yeah. I literally just tapped it. I didn't even go like, wicka, ficka, ficka. I didn't even do that. I just tapped it.
She didn't go, wicka,
and it turned off.
So anyways, this guy from across the way. Yeah. Who was the DJ? And I get it. Like, it's their stuff. It's expensive.
I understand.
But he comes charging at her. And like I said, he's like cussing at her. He was like aggressively leaning over and like in her face. And Ashley like froze. So then.
But also, perspective, Ashley's just like a happy drunk. I was just smiling at him like the whole time, which
she
I think
was, like,
pissed him off
smiling.
Even
like,
more.
Like, you know, when kids are getting in trouble and they're just sitting there
it's
like
that emoji with all the teeth smiling. That's like, what I did.
I don't know what
like,
to do.
Oh,
like. So then freaking he probably heard like a growl. Like, and then like I get up and I'm like, don't you ever. And I'm like, in front.
You guys don't
I
even
pushed
know.
Her out of
she
the way.
She literally pushes me out of the way like a mama bear, like puts me behind her and just looks, because he's tall. She just looks up at him.
I was like on my tiptoes. So anyways, I'm exchanging words and I'm like basically telling him he just like, he needs to back up. Mm-hmm. And then so he starts, first he's like aggressive to me, like, I don't care, she fucking blah 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 blah.
Yeah, he did.
And so I look at him and I'm like, I understand. I understand. But you don't ever speak to a woman like that. I don't care who you are. I don't care what she did. Yeah. Don't you ever disrespect someone like that. And so I'm going off. And so then finally, like 6'3 guy is like seriously like shorter than me. He like backs up and he's just like, all right. Like,
yeah, he
and I'm
genuinely
like,
did.
I was so upset.
And I was on the sidelines just so proud. Like I was just like, ugh.
She was like
she
proud and
me.
Terrified. Yeah. Anyway, we're on
Lucy,
topic. But
I'm so sorry.
But Lucy, okay, so you're wanting to know, she was asking about the way
yes.
I am.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's part of like who, so I'm a two.
Honestly, I think it's part of your love language.
Yeah, it is. I'm a two on the Enneagram, and when I'm unhealthy, I'm a challenger, which is where I think like, I don't think it's the healthiest thing that I react the way that I do, because it's this frantic, like I need to defend my cubs kind of thing. And like I said, I don't always respond nicely. Mm-hmm. But I will say that like what I've seen from situations I've been in at work where I've had to, because I have had to like write someone up, or I've had to like have hard conversations with people, you almost have to, it has to be like a role. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like you to like
a character you're putting on.
You have to put on that face. You have to be like, okay, this is not me. This is boss me. And look at the bigger picture. If I don't address this, this employee is going to keep doing what they're doing, mm-hmm. which could eventually cost them their job.
Yeah.
Or they're going to do something that's going to affect our company, which is going to affect my job. So like right. either way, there's a bigger picture. So if you kind of just go in at it, like zero in on this is my purpose, this is what I have to say, practice with someone, and then don't backtrack. So even if they come at you with stuff and you're like, shoot, I don't know what to say, keep it super simple and be like, thank you for sharing your concerns. Again, this is what I'm talking to you about, but I'll take into consideration what you said and I will get back to you.
I
like,
love that.
Don't be like, okay, like, oh, you're right. Like, it's almost like you don't want to show that. It's not weakness, but
in our head, it feels like weakness.
Like if you ever have something, I've learned, if I'm ever in a corner where I'm like, I don't know what to say and I feel like I'm going to mess up, I'm always just like, you know what? Like, I appreciate what you had to say. I will get back to you. Mm-hmm. Or I'll just circle back and be like, I understand you have concerns, but right now this is all we're addressing.
Yeah.
So I need you to understand what my point is. And if you have more stuff to say, we can discuss it at a later time.
No.
So
I
just
love
keep
that.
It like simple. You know?
No, I love that so much. I think, I really relate to this. Any uncomfortable conversation I've ever been in, all I wanted to do, if you watch New Girl, is Nick Miller, moonwalk out of the uncomfortable situation. Because I genuinely will do anything in my power to get out of it. Like, I hate it. But I do want to reassure you, being very similar to you, it is definitely very possible for you to get to that level. I think I discovered this when I worked at hotels for a while. I was working at a hotel that had a lot of weddings every single weekend, and it never failed every weekend. There was an irate mother of the bride.
Oh, dang,
who
really?
Was always so unnecessarily rude to Aww. The staff there. And it never, like, we would all, it was so bad, I'm not even kidding, to the point where we would take turns dealing with them.
Seriously?
Because someone would deal with someone, and then they'd be like, you're up next. And then, like, we would rotate because
oh my gosh, that's
you
horrible.
Would just get screamed at. But even though I wouldn't go off on them, I knew how to stay, because the situation called for it, I knew how to plant my feet and stand very firm in what I was saying without breaking.
Yeah.
Which was really hard for me, but over time I got really good at it.
Yeah.
So I want to like reassure you, Lucy, that like it's in there. Like
yeah.
it's possible. You just have to get more comfortable with the idea of it. So obviously that was in a work situation, and that's easier for me to do things when I have like a title or a job that I'm doing. But when it comes to personal stuff, I'm really terrible at that. So when it's come to conversations that I know I have to have, something that I do, which sounds cheesy, but it makes like so much sense because it's such a big deal to me. It's like practicing a speech.
Oh,
In speech class.
That's great advice.
Yeah. So I would 100%, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm a visual learner. I would make a list in my head of topics that I want to hit,
uh-huh.
and I would actually practice it in my car, in the bathroom, when I knew I had to go like talk to someone. I'd go to the bathroom first, and then I'd like go over it in my head, like things I want to talk about, or I'd practice it in my room before meeting up with someone and knowing I had to have that conversation. And it sounds silly, but
no, that's great.
If I didn't, then I would forget points that I needed to say, or I wouldn't say it in a good way, which would only make matters worse.
Totally.
Because me and you have had fights before where I've said things in a weird way that threw you off.
Oh, totally. I've gone back and dissected it and been like, are we still friends? And then I come back and Ashley's like, no, I wasn't even mad. I was just saying.
Yeah, like, but like, it's because I don't think, because I'm stressed about the conversation, I say things weird.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually better for people like us, Lucy, to write things down and actually practice them until we get good at it.
Yeah. I just want to say, I think, like, from hearing what you're saying and hearing how she's felt, I think you should stop waiting for it to feel natural.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, never going to.
Like, that's not you. And that's fine. So find those roles that you need to put on. Practice what you have to say and prepare yourself in those ways. Mm-hmm. And I think if you start to, like, just loosen up on yourself and be like, instead of being like, oh, like, why can't I be more like this? Be like, oh, well, I'm not like that. So, like, how can I prep to do what I gotta do? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then another fun thing is, I know Taryn and I wow. All what? Of that was just a jumble of mess.
I was like, what?
Taryn knows me so well now that when I do actually, like, go off, and obviously in a different level than Taryn's going off, when I do actually voice my opinions really well, like, she's freaking applauding me.
Oh, I get so proud
because
of her.
She's so, like, invested in this growth and has been there through, like, you know, like, when it was very baby growth and now it's getting bigger.
Yeah.
So if you have a sister or a friend or even a family member that you could be open with about that and actually talk to them about your struggles with this, I guarantee you it feels so good when someone recognizes that you got out of your comfort zone and did something. Because there's been a couple times when I've said stuff and Taryn's just been like, dang.
Yeah.
Just like clapping, and I'm just like, thanks, like, that means a lot, like, I appreciate that. So yeah, maybe find someone that can help you through that, and just know that even though you're not a confrontational person, if, like, the situation really calls for it, like, there's, and, like, you have to do something, I guarantee you, like, you'll step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And you'll do what needs to be done.
Oh, totally.
So
that's awesome. Oh, and Lucy, I did have a vlog channel.
Oh, yeah. She did.
For a hot minute.
It was like 2 years.
Yeah. So if you would like to go binge those, because, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of like, I'm always like this. Like, I'm not one of those persons.
This is not a personality.
Who has, like, an on and off. Like, that's what's so funny about, like, when my actual, like, in my life circle of friends, people listen to the podcast and they're like, you're serious? Like, it literally feels like we just were hanging out, because I'm literally the same. So even though it's a while ago, I might look slightly different, it's still me. So yeah. You're welcome to go binge those.
It was a good time.
And I don't know if I'll ever have one again, but I'll keep you posted.
So yeah, thank you guys so much. Or guys, wow, this isn't the end. Thank you, Lucy, so much for sending this in. I loved your title, Confrontational Sandwich Artist. That was fun.
That was great.
Congratulations on your soon to be degree. That's gonna be so much fun.
Senior year.
Also,
that's cool.
I think it's amazing that you are a manager and you're non-confrontational. I think that just shows how capable you are of being a leader. So congratulations
to that.
Yeah, and
those leaders have so much impact. The ones that don't come at you strong, but are just like, hey, let's talk this through.
That's another good point. Like, I've had bosses that would just come at me.
Yeah.
And I felt very, like, hurt and offended by what they said. And I had bosses that would sit me down and correct me / punish me without ever making me feel like a terrible person. Yeah. And I had connected way more with those, with the latter than, you know, before.
And I'll say, it's funny because I actually just spoke at a seminar for, like, preschool teachers, but... And this is a theory that's mainly meant for children, but as we all know, adults are just giant children, so it works across the board. But it's this thing called collaborative problem solving. So look it up, CPS, and it's basically this look at a problem. I'm, like, geeking out a little bit right now, sorry. But I feel like this will help you in your leadership style. So when you come to a problem, there's three plans you could do. Plan A, impose your will. So that's being like, hey, do this. There's no and ifs or buts. Plan two is to collaborate, which we'll come back to. And plan three is to, like, drop your will for that moment. So it's not really a big deal, so I'm not going to address it. But when you do collaborate, they have this whole, like, what you should do. And it's coming to a person, explaining your dilemma with it, having them explain their thoughts, and, like, and then you kind of go around together. But it's a really cool strategy. So, and I feel like if you're style isn't like to just come up front and be like, do this, follow through, whatever, then kind of like if that helps, if it doesn't feel natural, like study up on strategies like that. Like
the
I said,
this strategy.
Is, yeah, sandwich with a positive. Like there's so many things out there that I feel like if you like study them, then it'll help you.
Yeah.
And like I said, CPS is much more like children based, but honestly, like it's affected how I deal with even like interactions I have with adults because it's a really good process. So
you could even have like go-to phrases that you say. Like Taryn, she just gave you an example with the DJ thing. When she's being polite, angry, it's I understand.
I always say that.
Where it's giving them credit. Where it's like, hey, I hear you, but you're not hearing me, you know? But she said it in a very, you know, respectful and positive way. Granted, she had sass with that, but like, you don't have to add the sass. You could keep the sass on the down low, but like, you just have a go-to phrase that where if you don't know how to say something, you automatically say that and then it'll just start flowing from there, you know?
Yeah.
So there's options for you, Lucy. I'm very excited.
Cool.
And congrats on your degree. It's going to be great.
You're going to do great. I'm sending you some of my sass through the mic. There you go.
Yep. Boop. There it is.
Received.
That was like the email notification sound. Okay. We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with Taryn's story, which sounds like it's going to be a little intense. So get ready.
Yeah. So, you know, like we've said before, there's some heavy topics that we're going to be very intentional when we do talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic I feel like I've been a little scared to address because it is such a serious thing. And I don't want to ever be responsible for like not addressing it in a way that gives light to what people are feeling who have gone through this. And that's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, though, that this person has written in as the perspective of a friend of someone who is struggling with that. And I have gone through that pretty severely, where I was kind of like that person that they trusted and walked through that. So that's the reason I felt comfortable to talk about this, mm-hmm. because I think that that there are a lot of people that deal with suicidal thoughts. But I think there's a lot of people that are in those people's lives that like don't really know how to help and like what they should do and when they should step in. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is a good topic we can kind of discuss.
Oh, definitely.
Like I said, I am not going to go too deep into suicide itself because I don't really feel like I'm qualified to tackle that.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, if this brings up anything with anyone, we always are trying to give you guys like, go look at this place, go get counseling. There's suicide helplines. So those are all things that like are at your disposal. And I definitely recommend that if anyone's feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, for this specific story, we are going to tackle the side of like, if you are in the life of someone struggling, how can you support them? And then also talk about the emotions that causes in you, because it is a really heavy thing to go through.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry. That was like a big
No, that was needed to be done. Little disclaimer for you guys.
So we will be back and then we'll go ahead and tackle this.
Yes.
Cool.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Nothing?
Okay. I'm ready. I was adjusting my mic.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Usually, like, we ping pong so well off of each other. So when there's times where it's like, hey, Ash, and there's nothing, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Like, I don't know what to do. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'll never do
Anyways,
it again.
Anyways. Okay. So this email was sent in from someone who's anonymous I'll get into that. But it's titled The Truth About Suicide, A Best Friend's Perspective. She says, hey, Ashley and Taryn.
Hello.
I'd like to stay anonymous because this is about my friend and it's something that's delicate. I would also like to make a disclaimer that if suicide is triggering, so she's basically saying like, you don't have to talk about this. But like I said, I think, you know, it's a good perspective that we can hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she said, 3 days ago, my friend attempted to commit suicide for the fourth time this year. This time it was very different because I was involved. Not in the way you might be thinking, but she went live and was in process of doing it. And I pressed the notification and it said it happened 8 minutes ago. So it took about a minute to watch the live, and I figured out what was going on and immediately exited and called her dad. I told him what was going on, and he thanked me and hung up. I was in the bathroom of a store at the time, and it took everything in me not to be able to cry. It was so nerve-wracking. It had already been 10 minutes, and he was still 15 minutes from the house. 5 minutes later, he called me and said he called the police and the neighbor to get there before he could. The emotions I had in those 25 minutes of not knowing if she was alive were crazy. I was so scared for her and everyone in her life. Thankfully, they got there in time, and she is safe, sort of. I know this seems terrible, but she is in such a hard place in her life, so me talking about my experience seems strange. And I get that's the first thing I want to address. Like, it's hard when anyone in your life is going through something heavy, you don't even really keep track of how you are feeling because you're so focused on them, which is so important. Yeah. But at the same time, we've addressed this before. It's like the whole airplane, that metaphor of like where they say when the pressure falls, the masks drop, you need to put on your mask before you put on someone else's.
Yeah.
And it's that whole thing where like sometimes when we get too hyper focused on someone else and helping them, we're not really thinking clearly, and sometimes that can do more damage because we're not healthy enough to help them.
And it makes sense because in comparison, it is less important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you can't be too hard on yourself when you do that because it you know, in comparison, it is worse. But you can't effectively help someone if you are not in a healthy place as well.
Yeah, no, yeah. It totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when she was live, she says she's happy that she finally gets to do what she's been wanting to do. So me being the one who stopped her, she's scared that she'll be angry.
Oh.
I understand her parents will be forever grateful that she stepped in. And I can't imagine living without her, but she doesn't want to be here. And I was just wondering what you guys think. Was it bad that I stepped up and stopped her? I want her to be here, but ever since her terrible, and I mean terrible, boyfriend broke up with her, she just seems extremely depressed. He made her life a living hell, and I thought she was getting the help she needed, but it's obviously not improving. I was also wondering if you guys know any tips about how to help a suicidal friend. Thanks so much, Anonymous.
Wow.
Oy.
Yeah. Deep breath.
We're going to focus on one perspective of it. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an area that it's easy to fall in a trap of being scared to alert mm-hmm. people. I know, like, in my specific situation, you know, the friend that I was dealing with told me that I was the only one who knew. And she told me if I told anyone that she would hurt herself. And there were times even where, like, she would call me and I would be busy or I wouldn't pick up. And then by the time I'd call her back, she had done something to harm herself. So there was this dependence that happened to where I felt so scared to make any move because I felt like I was going to cause something bad to happen.
Well, yeah, she's putting guilt on you.
Yeah. So,
like almost it feels like, and I'm obviously an outsider's perspective, but almost like all the blame was on you.
Yeah.
If like, you didn't.
If I wasn't
if
there.
If you didn't
and ready.
Respond yeah. or if you weren't there for her.
Yeah.
In enough time, which isn't fair.
Yeah. And I know like that was something, and I was a lot younger. I definitely would have handled it differently if that happened to me today. But because of that, I didn't step in to help until I got a phone call where she was like mm-hmm. saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And once I did, you know, then like I remember like I just started crying and my mom came in and I finally told my mom. And then my mom called her mom. And anyways, this whole process happened where we ended up getting her the help she needed. She was very upset at me. And not only that, her mom yelled at me and was like, how could you not have said anything? And I remember as a young girl, like, I just, like, crumbled because
it's a lose-lose for you.
Yeah, like, I was just like,
there's nothing, quote-unquote, right totally. That you could have done.
Totally. So I totally understand that when someone trusts you with these like really deep struggles they're going through, you're so scared of messing up mm-hmm. that you like you don't really do anything. You mm-hmm. know, it's kind of like paralyzing in a way.
Yeah, especially with especially the way she worded it, how she said that she would harm herself if you did yeah. tell someone. Then what do you do?
Yeah,
you know, you want to tell, you know what's right, you know you need to tell someone to protect her life.
Yeah,
but if she's saying that, then you're almost forced to sit on your hands and do nothing. Yeah. You know.
So I think like that was one of the things I wanted to address is when she kind of questioned, "Did I do the right thing?" Absolutely, like with no doubt in my mind, like you did the right thing. I think that when someone's life is in danger, it doesn't matter. It's not any more about you. Mm-hmm. It's not any more about your friendship. It's not about someone getting mad at you. It's not about someone thinking you did the wrong thing. When someone is in pain and going to hurt themselves, you don't question it. You go and you get help. Mm-hmm. And if that means you lose them as a friend, I mean, if you love them and like true like love, then like honestly that loss will be worth it if you know you did something to help them.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because the one bit of advice that I was like gonna say like right off the bat was you have to separate yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna be harmful. The friendship probably won't be like it was.
Yeah.
Or it could be lost completely. But in the end, their life is more important no matter what.
Oh, totally.
So it's unfortunate. Like it's unfortunate for her. It's so unfortunate for you. That they're mad and yeah. that the parents are mad, and for multiple and very viable reasons.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's almost like the answer is almost always clear.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel clear in the moment, but you have to put the life first and then just accept that it may never be the way it was, but just know in your heart that you made the right decision.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. You shouldn't feel guilty if, like I said, if the friendship suffers, which mine did, like we didn't remain friends, but she got the help she needed and she's living a happy life. So like, honestly, to me, like it sucked losing a friend, but, I know that like it, like I said, it doesn't matter about you anymore. When mm-hmm. someone's going through something and you're that person in their life, you have to step up
Dang, yeah.
and make that decision. Another thing I want to say is, I think just like, you know, when people struggle with negative thoughts and harming thoughts, we're so quick to be like, go get help and like go research. And there's so much stuff there. But like, I think that's the same for people in the lives of people struggling. Like there's so many resources out there of like how to help, like what is helpful, what's harmful, mm-hmm. because, you know, you're so scared to say the wrong thing that sometimes you either don't say anything or like you overcompensate.
Yeah.
So I think like it's important, like anytime you're dealing with a situation that is heavy or you don't feel like you have the answers, go find them. You yeah. know what I mean? Like yeah. it's okay to like sit and Google something stupid. If you guys saw my Google search history, it's so dumb. It's Same. Like, what do you do if you're in a plane and the person next to you keeps farting and you like don't know how to tell? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
sometimes it's like just Google. Just getting like the perspective of someone else who's been through it or researchers who literally have dedicated their life to studying, you know, human psychology or whatever. It's okay to get help, mm-hmm. even though, like I said, it's that whole thing. You're focused on them. But in reality, what they need is for you to be healthy and to be equipped and prepared to, like, help them,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's I think, like, we need to seek help no matter what, like, wherever
yeah.
we are.
Yeah, I think, and I've never been in this position. So I can't say for certain, but I have been in uncomfortable positions where I've known people have been going through things and I didn't know how to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I did, and I did multiple times, one of my mom's best friends studied psychology, and Taryn, you met her a while
oh,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love her so much and she's always been like an aunt to me. I talked to her about everything, mm-hmm. and I don't really know why or what it was about her, but she was just very inviting and very easy to talk to. And the best part is she didn't know anyone that I was talking to.
Yeah.
So if at all possible, if you know someone who's close enough where you can be vulnerable but isn't affected by anyone else, a complete outside perspective.
Yeah.
I got the best advice from her.
Yeah.
Sometimes moms know the person, or sometimes sisters and friends like know the person, or they're too invested in the situation to not put their emotions in it.
Yeah.
It's amazing when and if you can find someone that is level-headed and also not affected by the situation, because mm-hmm. They can easily spot what needs to be done. 99% of the time, even, because they're not blindsided by any emotional feelings or any like attachment to the person, and that helped me a lot. So I think like Google, that could be another option for her if she knows someone that could help her that way.
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, I think that's really good advice.
I know I'm tired.
I feel like my heart hurts so bad when I hear of people who are struggling with stuff like this. And like for someone to feel like they don't have hope, like it just really breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And like I think our world is so ugly now, and there's like so much negative stuff that's constantly being thrown in our faces, and people are just mean. And it just like it breaks my heart that these things are out there and people have to deal with it. And I just like, it's just hard for me because I wish like I could just like reach around the entire world and just hug everyone, because I mean, like love is so sparse.
Yeah.
Way to ruin a moment with your vocabulary. But you know what I mean? Like it just, this one, like I really had a hard time, but I really don't want to shy away from things.
You shouldn't. And I know that there are people listening that needed to hear this.
And this was like
this
was one of the hardest things I went through when I was younger. And so like, that's the whole point of relationship. That's the whole point of this podcast. Like if what I went through can help someone else, then to me it's worth it.
Right. No.
So I 100%. Think that's why like we share things. So, like I said, that I'm not getting too deep into anything except what I know. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, we're going to go on that. So there were a couple things I looked up just of like, you know, like what are good ways to deal with this when you are a friend of someone who's feeling suicidal. And I'm just going to name these. Now, this is not a cut and dry thing. Yeah. Like every situation is very specific and every person has different needs. So this is not, you know, do this and this will happen type thing. But this is some of the advice I saw. So speak from the heart. Show them you care by talking to them, holding them when they cry, whatever else is necessary. Read the room. You know what I mean? Like if they just need you to sit there in silence with them, sit there in silence. Like don't open your mouth if that's not what they need. If they need you to like sit there while they cry, let them process that no matter how long it takes, you know? So there's those things like open your heart to like what they need. Listen. Usually like when someone is going through these negative thoughts, they're carrying around some type of burden and they might not be willing to share that right up front. But I think if, you know, you commit to just being there to listen, you're going to start to hear those little things come out. And that's when you know kind of like what questions to ask them or what to bring up again. But sometimes like, you know, if someone's struggling with a heavy burden, they're not just going to come out and say it. Like,
no,
because they're still trying to figure out what's going on and what they're feeling.
But you need to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like the did you ever hear that story? I feel like I've grown up hearing this story, but the competition between the sun and the wind to get someone's jacket off.
No,
it's like I forget how it goes, but I remember hearing about it in elementary school. Maybe someone else has heard this too, but it said at one time the wind challenged the sun to see who could take a human's jacket off first, and the sun goes, okay, like challenge accepted. The wind blows as hard as he possibly could, but it only made the person pull the jacket tighter. And then it was the sun's turn, and the sun just shone brightly and warmer and warmer and warmer. And then the person eventually just took the jacket off by themselves.
Dang, yeah.
And the whole metaphor is that kindness will win no matter what
yeah.
versus anything harsh whatsoever. Dang, so it's kind cool. of similar
that's
to that.
That's a cool story. I've never I know. Heard that.
Really? I feel like I grew up hearing it at school. I think I read about it at one point.
It sounds like from like your favorite teacher, like yeah. what they would say.
Yeah,
totally
like it's one of those
like
metaphors
it.
That I remember them saying, like, this is how you
that's super
get through
cool.
life. Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. Okay, so the next one, remain open. Be sympathetic and non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Which be can patient, be hard. Calm, and accepting. You know, I've heard that before where it's like people want to just be like, well, stop feeling that, or you don't need to feel that. Like, that's not your job. Your job mm-hmm. is to just be open and to like listen to what they have to say. Confirm exactly what thoughts they're having. So like if they're saying like, hey, I've been having negative thoughts, don't just like leave that. Like sit and be like, well, what kind of thoughts? Like, what are you thinking about? Like, you know, are you like actually like, do you know how you would want to do it? Like, have you actually thought about a timeline?
Out?
Like
yeah.
try to really see like you know, someone could tell you like, oh, I'm having negative thoughts, and it could be something that they're not trying to harm themselves,
mm-hmm.
but that could be their slight way of just saying, hey, like I'm reaching out because like I'm having negative thoughts. So
yeah.
sometimes you need to do that follow through to really see like, okay, like what is going on, and like try
yeah.
to like confirm that those are the type of thoughts they're having. So then you know how to act.
Yeah, and like think about being that person and wanting to open up and tell someone, but not wanting to drop like the word
yeah,
suicide.
Totally.
And like the heaviness that brings. And maybe they don't even realize that that's where they're at yet, but
yeah.
they want to tell someone.
Yeah. No, it's true, because like you said, people like shy away from it because they're
yeah,
like, I don't know what to say. So they
yeah,
just run away.
Because it's that yeah. heavy of a topic.
Yeah. Keep them talking. So keep giving them those opportunities. We talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about things, it takes the power away. So help them to reduce the emotional burden they're carrying. So let them keep expressing and working through that. Don't try to solve their problem. I like that too. Like sit with them, work through it with them. I mean, you can give advice as a friend, but don't try to like come in their life and fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it says, you know when to seek help. And again, the second it has to do with them harming themselves, like don't question it. Get them the help that they need. And also it says, take care of yourself. That's
Oof,
a big
yeah.
thing. So it says when you're dealing with these situations, it's very stressful. So seek assistance to decompress afterwards. Because when you're having these conversations, you're pouring so much out. So when those conversations are over, you need to take a minute to like really process what happened,
yeah.
think through it, refill yourself so that you can be there from someone else. So
yeah.
again, this is just like a short list of like kind of basic things. But I really think like, I mean, it's so sad, but there's so many people hurting in this world that I think we need to like be prepared for this, because when someone comes to us, we want to be like, how can we best help them? Because it has to do with them. So
yeah. And there's, it's such a bummer, but like, this isn't something that you get taught in school.
No.
You know, this isn't something that your parents even sit you down and talk to you about like how to handle this. It's not like how to balance a checkbook or how to like manage your
no.
finances. No one tells you what to do.
The only things we hear is like statistics where they're like, oh,
yeah.
the numbers are increasing, but you're like, okay, well, what, how
well,
can I
what
help?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So then when someone actually like this poor baby like gets involved with someone that is going through that and she hasn't been told how
yeah.
to handle it, then yeah, I completely understand being panicked. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good that I actually really love that she wrote in.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I've seen stories in our emails that were about suicide, but me and Taryn both had
yeah,
a really big
hard.
Talk about how we were going to handle that.
Yeah.
And maybe doing an episode about it where
yeah.
we maybe talk a little more deeply and bring in some real
yeah, professional
to deal with it, because we want to do it just and
yeah.
we want to make sure that we handle it correctly and respectfully. So I actually really appreciate that you wrote this in, because
mm-hmm.
I know because of the emails that we've gotten that other people are feeling this way.
Oh, totally.
And
yeah.
it needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, and what makes it such a difficult topic, is that no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Because it's become this taboo thing.
Yeah.
That it's like, it's happening. It's actually at like a record high.
I know.
But no one talks about it. And the truth is, the more we talk about it, the less scary it becomes.
Totally.
And the more people will be informed
yeah.
with how to handle it.
And honestly, you guys, like, everyone who's listening right now, like, go love on someone.
I know.
Like,
geez.
Honestly, love on someone. Make eye contact with people you pass. Like, smile at people. Say nice things to people. Like,
yeah.
Everybody just, like, let's, like, take today, mm-hmm. whatever day you're listening to this, and, like, just take time to, like, love on people. Because yeah. we really, like, if our society does not get a shift,
yeah,
like, it's just going to keep getting worse. And also, like, if you are struggling with negative thoughts or suicidal thoughts, please, 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 please take care of yourself and go seek the help you need. We'll post on our Instagram and stuff, you know, suicide hotlines and different resources for you. But just know that we love you and that, you know, we really want you to get the help that you need. So don't hesitate to do that. And I know this was a heavy ending, but I think it's, like I said, I think, you know, we need to talk about it.
It's so important. Because even if you're not directly involved with someone, I think we're at a point where everyone at least knows of someone
yeah.
who has gone through it. Like, that's just so unfortunately where we're at. So, yeah, I'm really glad that we were able to discuss this. So thank you for being vulnerable with us and sending this in.
Yes.
I know that was hard to do, but I guarantee you a lot of our listeners are very appreciative that you wrote in. It was also very interesting hearing the perspective of a friend who is involved in it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we are going to end, but I'm just going to do a funny tweet because to just give
to
us
lighten
like a
the load. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody ready? Let's take a breath.
Deep
ready?
Yoga breath.
Mm-hmm. I needed that. Okay.
Wow.
This is from Amanda and Lola.
Hello.
And she tweeted, do not listen to, our Twitter handle, if you didn't know, it's Unsolicited Pod, but pod is spelled PAWD.
It's rough out there, guys.
You know,
getting handles that match. It was impossible.
If you guys continue to tell people about us and we get super famous, then maybe we can like buy it out someday, but that's on you.
no pressure.
So it says, do not listen to Unsolicited Pod at the gym. I laughed so hard I almost fell on the treadmill when I heard the tit shirt.
I forgot about that.
She said, I then went on to cry really hard while lifting weights. Going home for the second story, good Lord. I loved that.
That makes me so happy. You know what? Like, the emotions on this show, it's like, it's either really
it
high
is a
or it's a
coaster.
Real low. And you just, you never know. You never know what you're going to get, you know? I don't really know how to fix that.
She doesn't
but, like,
know how to finish
that sentence. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But yes, we are at the end of this episode.
Yes, we are.
If you're
as
still
always,
here, we love you.
Okay.
You're the diehards.
You are the diehards.
I'm just going to cut Taryn off.
Yeah,
for the
I'm
rest
not
going to
episode. We love you guys. Make sure you do all the things we talked about earlier.
Like,
and
rate, review, subscribe.
You know, be a part of our Insta fam because we're
our
real
Insta
tight.
Fam is fire.
Dude.
You guys are hilarious. Dude. Also, I feel like we as a team, like me and Taryn as a team, have stepped it up. We've stepped up the Insta game. So if you're
you know
not there,
happened?
You're missing out.
We finally, I feel like, realized like when we are just genuinely weirdos like we are, that's when people connect to us.
Yeah.
So I think we stopped trying to make it anything. So now we just literally post whatever
and
we
want.
You
know what? I'm just going to fully take responsibility for that because I have a need for an aesthetic and I think aesthetic. I really tried in the beginning and then just realized like,
no,
it's not, it's pointless. It's it's pointless.
Our last
so
photo we posted
so
was our MySpace photos. So it's just a grand time. So be
it's
a part
so
of it. Our stories are fire and we love you.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys for the next episode. We hope you have a great day and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.